How did this affect on your music?
Like a version.
Well, I've just been sitting home listening to music.
Found a tune out of riff, you know.
Like a version.
On Triple J.
Right down the words off the internet.
I said no. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. Hit me.
Like a version on Triple J.
Wow, here we are, Alex. Here we are in this very special Like a Version studio for a very special Like a Version.
Yes, it's a cavernous Like a Version studio today, but we have a man mountain in front of us filling up the space. It is Justin Vernon from Bon Iver. Good morning, Justin.
Good morning.
Hey, man. Thanks for being here. So many people have been looking forward to this all week.
Me too.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
You're in the country for a couple of sold-out shows. You played Golden Plains last weekend, and everybody loves you. They've been frothing at the mouth, waiting for you to come in here and do some live music for us. We hope it's the mouth, yeah. You've been on the front cover of our Triple J magazine. If we just have a look at that.
There we go.
Now, you're there, you're looking great. Little thingo. Was that uncomfortable? You're lying on blocks of wood there.
Literally uncomfortable.
Literally?
Literally.
Did you hurt yourself?
No.
No?
Okay. Whereabouts was it?
It was at my house. I chopped all that wood.
But was it your idea?
No.
No?
Getting my picture taken is never my idea.
Okay. All right, great. But you're okay now.
Yeah.
Is that one of the more bizarre places you've taken your picture, lying on your wood pile? Have you got others?
I'll tell you the most bizarre time getting my picture taken was in Copenhagen when they made me take my shirt off, and I don't have a great body, okay?
and
they made me eat popsicles for like a half an hour. They're like, all right, can you just hold the popsicle in your mouth? And it's like, I'm getting brain freeze, I'm getting a gut, I'm eating ice cream all day. It was pretty weird.
It sounds like a Japanese Harajuku girl kind of thing, but it was
what they were going
the smooth
for.
Sounds of Bon Iver.
Yeah, yeah.
They didn't make you like dribble it over you or anything, did
they?
They
were like, yeah, like they were kind of like encouraged me to do things that I actually was uncomfortable doing.
All right, we'll stick it with the wood then. You're in the country, you're playing these massive live shows. And last year we had a chat to Robin from Fleet Foxes, who you toured with in the States. And he gave us an insight into your backstage process. He said that after the show, you roped him into your push-up pyramid.
Oh, yeah, except that I don't do that.
Okay.
I just watch everyone else do the push-up pyramid.
What is the push-up pyramid?
Well, I think it's where a bunch of dudes do push-ups together.
Oh, yeah.
That's all I know. I don't know. I don't participate. I think you do like one and then two and then 10 and then 70. And
okay.
That's terrible. How you get the
it
bod.
It sounds terrible.
To get ice cream photos taken of you as well. Yeah.
I mean, I was holding a gun to Robin's head.
Right. And you so you just stand there and watch. That's creepier to me than doing the push-up pyramid.
I know. That's why.
You're
that's
freaking
why
me out,
that.
You're freaking me out, man.
And in the live shows, I was lucky enough to catch you at the Sydney Opera House, which is a pretty incredible venue. And you said at the time, just driving in, looking at it, going, this is where we're playing tonight. You had a bit of a wow moment.
Heading to the office. Here we go, Sydney Opera House, just the thing that you saw in your history book growing up. It's pretty crazy. Pretty hard to capture your feelings for the moment while you're there. I'm still kind of like soaking in Australia from 2 years ago, 3 years ago when we came and played Sydney Arts Festival. And it's pretty good when you don't even know what you're doing during the time, and it's really good. And yeah.
Are you still getting your mind blown by these steps of your career where you're winning Grammys and Justin Timberlake is doing an impersonation of you on SNL and stuff like that? Like, that's still blowing.
Am I getting my mind blown?
Yeah.
I don't know. I have no idea.
Yeah.
I think the first like bit of growth was surprising. And then you're like, all right, cool. It's like time to chill out. And it's just going to plateau out and everything's going to be easy peasy. And then just like it keeps kind of swelling. And it's a little bit annoying,
right?
Like because I don't deal well with movement or something. I'd rather just chill.
But like you do your knee, it gets swollen, and then you think, oh, that'll go down after a little while.
Yeah, it just keeps getting bigger.
What did you think of JT's impersonation? Do you think it was accurate?
Well, we did Saturday Night Live the week before or 2 weeks before or something, and I hadn't watched Saturday Night Live in a super long time, and so I had a good time in the show, and so I was actually at home on a Saturday night by myself, and just like, I'm gonna watch Saturday Night Live. And then I was just sitting there and that happened and it was hilarious. I mean, I was red in the face, of course. But I didn't think that it was like mean or anything. I thought it was really funny.
Yeah. I think it was a loving tribute.
Yeah.
Well, we're here to do a cover. It is Like a Version on Triple J, and we'll get to that very soon. But an original song first from you, Justin. What will Bon Iver be playing for their original tune?
Me, Mike, and Sean are going to be playing Calgary, but we sort of have been playing music all week, so we're sort of, our voices are tired, so we just kind of brought it all down.
Okay, fair enough. Well, let's bring Mike and Sean in. This is Bon Iver on Triple J's Like a Virgin, performing the original tune, Calgary. Take it away, guys. I feel like the Hunchback cashier. There was a very low register there, Justin.
That was gorgeous, man.
Thank you.
Oh. That was Bon Iver on your radio on your Friday morning for Like a Virgin, doing his original tune, or their original tune rather, Calgary, from that latest record, which was so huge. A pleasure to have you here, Justin. After the 8 o'clock news, people are going to hear a cover from you, so we look forward to that very, very much. Maybe can you give us a clue as to what we might be hearing?
I did hear you just before, as you were coming in strumming the guitar, I heard some Come As You Are by Nirvana. Is that going to be the cover?
Maybe.
Oh, all right. Well,
the only clue that I'm giving you is you have no clue.
Okay. We have no clue.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we look forward to that. Stay with us as Like a Virgin continues after 8 o'clock.
How did this affect on your music?
Like a Virgin.
Well, I've just been sitting home listening to music.
Found a tune out of riff, you know.
Like a Virgin.
On Triple J.
Right down the words off the internet.
I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. Hit me. Like a Virgin on Triple J.
We're blessed this morning for Like a Virgin to have Bon Iver in the studio. Justin Vernon, Mike and Sean are here as well. We're going to be playing a cover very soon, which we have no clue about.
No clue.
We've been assured by that by Justin. thank you very much for joining us. I was mentioning before, Justin, that I caught you on Sunday night, and you mentioned during one of the songs that there was one particular one written about a dorm, your experience in the dorm.
Well, I always say that because it's named after a dormitory in Eau Claire where me and Sean went to college. It's called Towers, and there's two dorms, north and south, and I think for me the dorms, like, not to get all serious and love songy, but they sort of... you build, you know, an old relationship or something, they sort of get built up by like big buildings and you live in them while you're in the relationship. But when you're out, they're just empty, huge buildings that are really hard to not see when you drive past them when you still live in that same town when you're a grown man at 30.
What were you like in your dorms, in your frat house?
have you guys ever heard of the freshman 15, where you like go to college and you put on 15 pounds?
I went to college in Melbourne, and we had May Bomb, and that was around May. You sort of realize that you've blown up like a bomb.
I put on the freshman 40, and I had shaved head to here, and then like 16 5-inch dreadlocks.
You had dreadlocks.
Yeah. I don't know if you could actually call them dreadlocks.
Right.
I paid like $65 for them.
Are there photos on the internet of this? Have you kept them suppressed?
I didn't try that hard. Nobody wanted, it was actually like, nobody wanted to take a picture of the guy that looked like me. I wore a very weird like silk shirts and it was not good.
Wow. What happened? When did you say enough is enough? When this has gone on too long?
I think it was because nobody was... hanging out with me.
Yeah.
That's what it was. What kind of music were you listening to when you were wearing these silk shirts? Because I can't imagine it's the type of Calgary as we just heard before, or those sort of softer songs.
What was I listening to?
90s dance, Hadaway, What Is Love?
No, it's probably more like Rob Marley.
Yeah,
that kind of thing. Yeah.
You're a Rasta. You're a Rasta back in college.
I was.
Oh, wow. That's straight. Exclusive.
Will you be doing a Bob Marley cover for us today?
Yes.
You have no clue. Jammin'? Are we going to hit Jammin'?
You are, yeah, that's
yeah.
it. You got it.
Hit it. Hit the bongos, boys. No, what's the cover we're going to get for this Like a Virgin today, Justin?
A friend of ours, she became a friend of ours because we kind of worshipped her music. She came out on tour with us a few years ago in Europe, and we've just became really close, and I've done a bunch of recording projects with her, and her record is just coming out now. It might be this week or next week or last week in Australia. I'm actually not sure. But it's just off this new record, and her name is Anais Mitchell. And the tune is called Coming Down. Like many of Anais's songs, the first time I heard it, it takes you to like a very, very far away place, away from wherever you are listening to that particular song. And yeah, it was kind of no choice. We really wanted to play it for y'all.
Is it a tune that you related to personally? Like you listen to it and you go to her place, and then bring it back to your own?
You're never really sure with songs like this because it's a very simple lyric, and what it's saying is pretty obvious, and it's pretty sharp song. And I think there's no way to not have feelings about it, you know, within the song in that way.
Yeah, excellent. Well, we've got a piano, a grand piano in here. We've got a saxophone we're about to hear as well. So for Like a Virgin, Bon Iver covering Anais Mitchell's Coming Down. Take it away, guys.
I've never been
so high. I've never been so high. I've never been so high. I think I'm coming down. I've never laughed so loud. I've never laughed so loud. I've never laughed so loud. I think I'm coming down. Nothing gonna stop me now. Nothing gonna stop me now. Nothing gonna stop me now. Please don't leave. Easy feeling. Don't leave me like that. Not yet. Don't set me free. Stop me now. Nothing gonna stop me now.
There it is. Hey. Something really special for your Friday morning there. A cover from Bon Iver for Like a Virgin, covering Anais Mitchell's Coming Down. That was gorgeous, Justin. Thank you so much for that, man. We really appreciate it.
We had a good time. Thanks.
And what's the name of that record, if people want to check it out?
Young Man in America.
Young Man in America. Well, thank you so much for being here. The people listening to this radio station love your work and are big fans of your stuff. And I'm sure the people who are lucky enough to nab themselves tickets to your live show over the past couple of days and will continue to do so have had a great time.
Yeah, thanks for all the support for our band.
Hey, no sweat, bro. Yeah. Anytime. what's on for the rest of 2012 for yourself?
Oh, a bunch of shows.
Yeah.
We got Brisbane for the next 3 days, and then America, Europe, America, Japan. bunch of things.
Okay, great.
Excellent. And for the forthcoming album, you don't want to jinx it at all, but you've done a lot of collaborations with people in the past, Kanye West. We've had a bit of James Blake coming into the mix. Have you been putting the feelers out with
which
people?
Which forthcoming album? What are you talking about?
I'm assuming you're going to have another Bon Iver album in the future.
You can't assume that.
Don't assume anything.
I can't assume that. Sure. Yeah.
Well, you built your own studio, haven't you? And you've sort of said it'd be fun to get people in
but
there.
But that's really kind of set the bar too high.
Can't build a studio and not make something.
Other people are using it.
Oh, okay.
I just kind of hang out and watch.
Well, can't you get in? Is it booked out?
Yeah, it is booked out, actually. It's like I go down in the morning and people are just like making breakfast and I'm like, who are you guys? No.
All right. Well, whatever happens, we look forward to hearing from you again. But thanks, Justin. And thanks for being here as Bon Iver.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
Breakfast Radio with Tom and Alex on Triple J.